Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Qualcomm has unveiled the Snapdragon 8's Gen 3 chip, promising to bring flagship features to a broader array of Android devices through partnerships with manufacturers such as Honor and Xiaomi. The new chipset is designed to support advanced AI functionalities, being compatible with large language models like Beichuan 7B and Llama 2, allowing for up to 10 billion parameters to be processed directly on device. Senior Director Ken Mok highlighted the chip's ability to enhance user experiences, such as expanding photos beyond their frames using AI and creating virtual assistants that aid in day-to-day activities. Although the Snapdragon 8's Gen 3 does not support the fast stable diffusion and speculative decoding features present in the Snapdragon 8 Gen 3, it still boasts hyper-realistic mobile gaming and lossless high-definition sound. Additionally, the chip is equipped with an 18-bit triple cognitive ISP for camera functions, enabling high-clarity switching between camera lenses, and it offers improved 5G power savings thanks to 3GPP Release 17 compatibility. Qualcomm announced that devices powered by the new Snapdragon 8's Gen 3 chip are expected to be released later this month, signaling the next step in smartphone technology. This chip represents another stride by Qualcomm in enhancing mobile experiences with sophisticated AI capabilities and improved connectivity features.
The Game Developers Conference this year is not just about fresh games and technology. It's center stage for pressing industry issues like labor rights and the ethical use of AI. Amidst a wave of over 10,000 layoffs affecting the industry, SAG-AFTRA representatives are shining a spotlight on workers' protections against this backdrop of technological tumult, as companies like Nvidia use AI to generate fully voiced non-player characters. Concerns on the rightful use and compensation for actors' work grow in intensity. Following successful negotiations for TV and theatrical performers, SAG-AFTRA is now establishing guardrails for video game actors, advocating for fair use and preventing exploitation by technology. The controversy at CES involving Replica Studios, a creator of AI voice acting tools, highlighted the union's commitment to guiding ethical tech partnerships. SAG-AFTRA underscores that while AI presents an existential threat, history shows that embracing and ethically steering technology is the only sustainable path forward for the industry. Nvidia is gearing up for its annual developer conference, with industry attention on CEO Jensen Huang's keynote address, where new chip announcements are anticipated. Investors are watching closely as Nvidia aims to sustain its position as the leading AI chip provider, holding about 80% of the data center AI chip market last year. With stiffening competition from Intel and AMD, Nvidia's market dominance is expected to slip slightly in 2024. The spotlight is on Nvidia's expected reveal of the B100 chip, an advancement over the previous H100 processor. Beyond hardware, Nvidia has crafted a robust software portfolio, and Huang's announcement may cover new software product launches, signaling growth in its services business. Returning to an in-person format, the GTC conference is expected to welcome roughly 16,000 attendees in Santa Clara, highlighting Nvidia's influence in the tech sphere. The Silicon Valley Hockey Arena is set for Huang's address, marking the largest venue Nvidia has chosen to date for such an event.
In the face of the generative AI craze, every company is scrambling to develop an AI strategy, with many jumping aboard without clear use cases, resulting in a race for technology rather than solutions. The rush to adopt large language models and vector databases has eclipsed the foundational work of pioneers like George Miller, whose studies dating back to the 1950s laid the groundwork for modern natural language processing and vector-based representations. Joshua Bengio's 23 paper further propelled the shift towards neural network-based approaches for word representation, leading to today's advanced embedding models. Amidst the hype, vector databases vie for attention with their promise of efficient information retrieval, but the reality of their performance is multifaceted, often not providing the precise results users seek. With the integration of vector search into various database systems, it's clear that vector databases cannot fully replace traditional databases, nor have they perfected the text processing features necessary for comprehensive search functionality. Experts caution against the allure of new technologies without evaluating their practicality for specific use cases, emphasizing the importance of tailoring solutions to meet actual needs rather than following trends. Despite the challenges, vector databases continue to evolve, as seen in Pinecone's recent Series B funding, though it remains to be seen whether they'll redefine information retrieval in the enterprise sector. Apple is in active negotiations with Google to integrate Google's Gemini generative AI technology into the iPhone. As CEO Tim Cook indicates, a strong focus on artificial intelligence for future products, potentially including on-device and cloud-based features. The tech giant has been looking at partnerships to enhance its AI capabilities, with potential cloud AI features stemming from collaborations with companies like Google, alongside Apple's own technology in upcoming iOS updates. While Apple already has a major agreement with Google, making it the default search engine on Apple devices, a new AI partnership could stir regulatory scrutiny, much like previous deals have. Rivals such as Samsung have already incorporated Google's AI in their smartphones, highlighting Google's influential presence in the AI landscape. Concerns arise, however, that seeking help from Google could suggest Apple's in-house AI development isn't on par with the market leaders. Despite tests of an internal chatbot and a large language model, reports suggest Apple's current AI technology isn't matching up to that of its peers. The outcome of these discussions between Apple and Google on AI integration remains uncertain, with announcements not expected before the Worldwide Developers Conference in June.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.